Aleishu Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Nun Tes. At the bottom, כשאנחנו מדברים על הכרת עצמנו, when we speak about self-knowledge, אנו מסכוונים בעיקר להכרת היצרים השפלים והמידות הגבוהות שלנו. Normally, what we mean by this is recognizing our more base drives, our more inferior character traits. ובוודאי יש לזה מקום. Of course, there's room for that too. אבל לפני הכרת השפלות, before one knows about the less and the more unsavory elements of one's personality, חייבים ומוכרחים להכיר את הצד הנעלה שבאדם בהכרה ברורה. The person is obligated to know the superior aspect of man with a clear knowledge. דבר גדול קבע בזה אבן עזרא במוי. The Ibn Ezra established a great point here when he wrote, ולא יוכל הודעת השם אם לא ידע נפשוי ונשמסוי וגופוי. A person cannot know Hashem if he doesn't know his soul, his body. וכל מי שלא ידע מהוס נפשוי. Anyone who does not know the essence of his soul, חוכמה שמאלוי, why is he seeking wisdom? פרשס כסיסה. והנה כוונה סייבן איזה לידיאס מעלויס הנפש הנשמה בגוף. What he means is knowing the superior aspects of the soul, the body. והרי גם על הגוף אנו מברכים אפילו לעשייס. After all, for the body, we also have a bracha, מפליל לעשייס. כי בדיאס ליקויי הנפש בוודאי לא יוכלו לדעס השם. By knowing only the shortcomings and the flaws of the soul, a person will certainly not be able to know Hashem. בספרי מוסר נמצא מהלך כזה של הכרת מעלויס. In ספרי מוסר, you will find this approach of recognizing the superior nature of the human being. ונביא בזה שני מאמרים בעניינים המחייבים לכאורה דווקא הכרת השפלות שבאדם. We're going to start two paragraphs in concepts which appear to indicate that one has to know the evil within the human being, the lowliness, ושם מעמידים עשינו הכרת מעלותינו. And דווקא there, it's specifically there that these svarim point out to us the imperative of first knowing our greatness. החובויס לבבויס בשער הקניעה, פרק בייס כסף. He's writing in שער קניעה, he's speaking about קניעה. And again, as the author said, this, we would think immediately, if we're talking about submission, so first we're talking about recognizing the lowly aspect of man. But not so. He says, אבל הקניעה היא השתי אחר רממוס הנפש. קניעה has to come only after the greatness, the elevation of the soul, when the soul is raised beyond the realm of behemois, when the soul is high, above emulating the lower midois, with additional wisdom, with the preciousness of the soul being recognized, and a clear knowledge of the good and the lesser midois. When the humility of the soul follows this, meaning all of this knowledge of the greatness of the human being, as tiyamida meshubachas, then it can be considered a desirable character aspect. Aval zulas ze einen nechnesu b'midos el meshubachos u'malos el nefesh. Without this, if one just has the humility as a result of focusing on the flaws and shortcomings of the human being, it is not something that's admirable. Rabbi Yonah beikar ha'charata. So right in Sha'arei Teshuvah, again speaking about charata, remorse. And again, we would think perhaps he would emphasize davka the shiflus, the low aspects of the human being. Yavin levavoy kira v'mar azavoy Hashem. He has to understand, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that it is bitter, it is bad, it is not a good thing to forsake Hashem. V'yomar b'levavoy, a person should say to himself, lo yichomalti al gufi, I did not have compassion upon my body, v'lo yichasa eini alav. V'ra'am is even worse. Ki ha'yisi ala nefesh ha'yikara achzari. I was cruel towards the precious soul. V'nitme'a b'gilulei yitzi. And I caused the soul to be defiled. Dvarim kedorvanoi, says the author. Very powerful words. V'moshich. He continues. V'nei haboire nofach ba'pi nishmas chayim, the Creator breathed into me a soul of life, v'chochmas lev v'tovas sechel, a soul capable of intellect and development, lehakiro, in order to know him, ulir'a mipanav, and to feel awe, v'limshoil baguf u'chol teilesav, and to dominate the body, me'ashe yekara be'enav nichbata, because the soul is precious in the eyes of Hashem. It is nichbad, it is profound. V'achere asher ba'avuzos nivreisi, seeing that this is why I was created, v'hibi hefech mizeh, and now it's the opposite, lama lichayim. The author paraphrases, Hare kedelis charit karo, in order to feel true remorse, al chatoim, for one's mistakes, chayavim mikoidem lodas hamalis atzumos atvois ba'adam. Person has to first know the immense levels imprinted within man. We've said before, perhaps a reminder here would be useful. If a person happens to be at a friend's home and he knocks over a vase, of course you will feel sorry. But no, it's a vase. You can go into the nearest supermarket, the nearest department store, and you can replace it. It's only if the person knew that what he knocked over was a Ming vase that it would shock him to his very core, because a Ming vase is so much more precious and so much more irreplaceable. Then he would feel, one cannot compare the regret and the remorse a person would feel when he just knocks over any old jar to the regret and remorse he feels if he knocks over a Ming vase. And this is what the author is pointing over here. One can't truly feel charata if one doesn't understand the damage that one has caused to the neshama, because it is so exalted and so pure and so elevated. Only then can a person really appreciate the wrong that the chait incorporates. This is what he's trying to say over here. In Elulum Dimizeh, what we learn out of this is, Ki acharada, acharata hayodasak miyetzev chait. Remorse that only knows of mistakes, it doesn't recognize the greatness of the neshama, Hishkia b'shiflus v'yush. Such remorse is merely to immerse oneself in despair. Or mecharata kazas l'tuchal itzumach teshuva amitis. From such remorse, true teshuva will not be able to sprout. Kol devarinu b'fek zeh. Everything we've said in this chapter, kilolim b'divrei sev shari ha'avoida, is incorporated in this paragraph in shari ha'avoida, ha'miyuchas l'Rabbeinu Yoina. It's attributed to Rabbeinu Yoina, shari ha'avoida. V'eschalas ha'sev, at the beginning of the book, HaPesach HaRishon, the first doorway, SheYeida HaAdam HaYived Erech Atzmoi, that the Adam HaYived, the person is developing, should know his value. VeYakir Ma'al Asoi, recognize his exaltedness, Ma'al Asav Yisav, and that of his forefathers, Ugdulosam VaChashivusam VeChivosam Etzel HaBoreis Baruch, and the greatness and importance and how much they loved by the Creator, VeYishtadel VeYishchazek Tamid LaAmid Atzmoi B'Malahi, and therefore he should strive to constantly preserve himself on that great level. V'yashivu l'nafshei v'yomai, should relate to himself, Adam gadol v'chashuv kamoini, hayoim, such a great and distinguished person as myself, sheyesh b'malus tevois ramus v'nisois, a person who contains within himself such abilities and properties, v'shani ben gadolim ben machi kedem, descended from Avraham, Yitzchak, v'yakov, eiche esya ra gadol azus v'chatas v'lekim. How can I do this great evil and sin to God? Of course, he's paraphrasing the words of Yosef, when Yosef was tempted by the wife of Potiphar. How can I do this great evil and sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dailanu bedugmois elu. These examples are sufficient lehamidenu aleika gadol, to establish this fundamental idea. Ki reishis limud hamusar, the very beginning of learning musar, tzech lios limud ma'alois, has to be learning about greatness, about achievement, about exaltedness, not about failures and shortcomings. Adkan.